in Gladstone on senior day. We've got a couple of the seniors here, and Sonny is one of them.
Yep.
How's it going, Braden?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I remember when you were 12.
Yeah, those were some good games back then.
I know. And now you're about to graduate. So, you know, this over the this past season, you know, it's a senior year. You know, you kind of start to feel it, don't you, set in?
Yeah, a little bit, especially now we're getting middle of the season, starting to feel it.
All right, you were pitching out there today, and with Ponko behind the plate, what were you expecting out of a strike zone, and what was your plan out there throwing?
I was expecting a pretty good zone for the most part, and I was trying to get ahead a little bit wild early, but I started to settle down later in the game.
Well, the play of the game, when you went over to third base, they had two guys. No, they had bases loaded, I believe, at the time. It might have been two. But anyways, tell me about that play, because it was a hard hit ball and you robbed them.
Yeah, I saw it well off the bat, got a good jump, and was able to make the play.
Yeah, otherwise, they get at least one run, if not just two outs. So they probably got two on that play.
Yeah, they would have been getting a good jump there. So
you guys have won four in a row now since that loss to Marquette. Tell me what you feel you guys are doing better now in the past week since that loss here.
We've definitely been better in the field since that game. The game, we had quite a few errors, but we've cleaned it up for the most part.
Yeah, very good. All right, Braden, give your shout-outs, man.
I'll shout out the fans coming out and my teammates and coaches.
All right, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
All right, a very good performance for Braden Sundquist and his sister.